Then another one is this, that the single dose of rifampicin is usually given to the close contacts of the patient as a result, as a form of a chemoprophylaxis. So we give a single dose of rifampicin only, which is very quite effective in treating those cases of close contact. Then can the blisters form in a patient of leprosy? Yes, there are different cases or different causes of the bullous lesion appearance in a patient with leprosy, although it is rarely seen, but it can be seen in cases of Lucio phenomena or Lazarine leprosy, necrotic erythema nodosum leprosum, or as a presentation of sensory neuropathy. It does occur in erythema nodosum leprosum because of the leukocytic vasculitis and severe edema, or in case of a trauma when there is a separation, severe edema or trauma that lead to separation of the dermal epidermal junction, resulting in the formation of the blisters or bulla. Other than that, it can be due to the heat exposure, which can form bullas. It can be due to associated autoimmune bullous disorders like bullous pemphigoid or drug-induced bullous reaction to rifampicin and dapsone, or other causes of necrotizing vasculitis.